Sans Pants Radio.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel.
I'm Hayden.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Eternals?
This is literally the hottest episode of Baseless Speculation in the world. This is like a...
I can't carry it.
Yeah.
It's turning your fingertips off. You do so many crimes now.
They can't catch you.
That's what you use this episode for. Crimes.
This has been like less than a 24-hour turnaround, I believe. Or maybe exactly 24 hours. It's truly hard to say.
Not enough of our episodes start with us patting ourselves on the back.
more.
First of all, I'd just like to say... Well done to each of you in the room for watching the Eternals trailer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackson. Thank you, Joel Zammit. Thank you, Hayden.
You're welcome. And by the way, thank you, Joel Dusso.
Yeah, and can I also say thank you, Joel Dusso?
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, listeners.
Yeah.
And no way for them to thank us.
Yeah, beautiful.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Anytime.
So the Eternals, we knew a little bit about the Eternals.
Sort of.
We'd seen some, I think, concept art, and we'd seen one still, I think, from it that showed everybody in costume.
Yeah, so the most recent thing we'd seen from it was when they did the, hey, welcome back to the movies
thing.
They had three stills or three little tiny scenes from the Eternals. In that, but we hadn't had a trailer and everyone was like, that's weird, that movie comes out soon.
It's really awesome that the first thing we got for the Eternals was the knowledge that Kumail Nanjiani was Jax.
That was our first taste
of what this movie might be like.
It was just being like, oh my god, we have these other actors that are in this that haven't been in MCU before. You know, they act very, very like...
We got Angelina Jolie.
World-class actors, people that have won awards, all these kind of things. And we're like, I don't give a shit, he's cut! Fuck! Look at how ripped he is!
The funny man is hot now.
Holy shit, he can make me laugh and horny.
I am in the group of people that's like, he went too far and now he's not handsome.
Shut up. No, I agree.
He looks like a big bug, man.
Yeah. He's not as attractive
as
he used to be.
He's a bit too angular.
Yeah. It's a bit much.
Nah. Good on him.
You don't know.
See, there we go.
That's fine. Differing opinion.
And if I didn't find Kumail... hot, that's fine. Angelina Jolie and Jon Snow are there. Very attractive
people. Oh, I forgot
he
was in there.
It's going to be an attractive movie.
Yeah.
Look, in terms of horny, I think apart from maybe The Incredible Hulk, this is going to be peak horny Marvel.
He's incredibly beautiful.
Not Love and Thunder, Ragnarok. Everyone's pretty handsome in that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's gods as well. Yeah. The Eternals are gods, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it probably goes Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk, this. But I reckon this one has a chance to go to number one or two.
One or twos are important. And Hayden has asked a very important question, also something that we can just easily explain why Hayden's here. Because the Eternals trailer has dropped.
Which we all watched.
And if you've also watched it, you're like, interesting trailer. Especially if you don't know anything about comics or whatever. So Hayden here as Johnny Marvel Cinematic Universe movie watcher occasionally. Watched the trailer, and then was just around in the studio. We were like, "Hey, you want to do a Baseless Speculation?" He's like, "Yeah, all right.
I'll be like your control.
Yeah,
you know? Keep you grounded.
We know too much.
Hayden,
we are up the pulse of Marvel. We know what's going on.
We're up the pulse.
Zammit did like a thumbs up, but it was a thumbs up
that started at his hip, but then went up.
It was mostly a lot of wrist action.
Yeah, it's bad because it's the same like. For some reason, just imagine made me imagine of a thumb going into an anus.
That was what I was going for.
The pulse.
That's how you test a pulse.
You would be able to feel the pulse in an anus.
See?
Can you?
I imagine so.
All right, everyone.
I mean, let me
quickly.
Think.
3, 2, 1.
If you're really excited, maybe.
Yeah.
I think if he was still.
If I had my thumb in my anus, I would be excited.
Or a stranger's
anus. That'd be excited too.
You can feel your own pulse when you put your thumb up someone's butt. Because what a thrill.
It is a thrill.
It's exciting. So what do you think of this trailer? What does this mean to you?
It means nothing to me. Nothing happened in the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Did you find it incredibly jarring when there's like a song playing, which is weird?
Yeah.
then moody music over the top of that song, mm-hmm. and then like them being like, all through time, the Eternals, they don't say the Eternals, we've never interfered. Yeah. And then right at the end, they're like, so Captain Rogers and Iron Man are gone. Who's going to lead the Avengers?
Yeah, and then some no-name guy who I think is in Game of Thrones.
You mean the Eternal Icarus? How did you not know this, Hayden? So the tactical leader of the Eternals. No. What do you mean you don't know who Icarus is?
All right.
They made this movie
man.
For Joel's hand.
So, I mean, because it starts off and there are sexy gods and they say, isn't it gorgeous? Mm. And they, I guess they're in the old times.
Yeah, I suppose so. It seems like they're in prehistory.
And then they create water for the farms and they just do a bunch of interfering.
Yeah.
And then the next line is, we've never interfered.
Yeah, which seems strange to me because I'm like, we just saw nothing but interfering.
Yeah, the whole thing was, it was interfering for good.
Yeah. But it was still interfering.
Yeah, it's very like Prometheus giving human fire. This is like, we are giving human agriculture.
Giving them some of that wet plant.
And there was someone reading a book really quick.
Wow. You nailed that.
Yeah, you really nailed 2,000 years of agriculture.
Yeah, that one's for the farmers out there. It's a technical term.
Wet plant. Wet plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird that this movie seems to... So I don't know, because I guess I don't know enough about the Eternals, but is each Eternal associated with a human culture? Because it's like a weird thing. So what I'm thinking is... So it seems like that they have each Eternal interacting with like a different culture that they seem associated, because all of the Eternals are different nationalities.
It's very diverse. Well, a lot of them are
white.
Which
is great. But also, does that mean that they are associated? You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at? Is the implication that they started these different cultures in prehistory?
Maybe.
Is that what's happening in Eternals?
I feel like there's like seven of them are white. And then there's like three of them who aren't white, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's actually not as diverse as I was thinking.
Angelina Jolie, there's two of the Game of Thrones boys.
Or whatever,
Summer Hayek's in it. Don't know if she's an Eternal or if she's a deviant.
I'm pretty sure
she is an Eternal. I don't think we've actually seen a deviant.
Yeah, I guess my question is
what? That's a real thing?
Yeah. They're the bad Eternals.
So, they're not Eternals. What? They're deviants. they're the opposite. They're demons, basically. And they look like demons.
Yeah.
So they will look like monsters.
Are they going to be the big bad in this?
Yeah.
Is that confirmed or are we just reckon?
No, but in the comics that's the case.
They're confirmed.
Okay.
Why didn't they put that in the trailer?
I think what they want, and this is from like me being like, the Eternals are hard sell.
Yeah.
Like I'm a big like comic book fan. I love Marvel. I read most like all of the Marvel like comics, and even I don't know a huge amount of Eternals. And then when I do, it's just like,
there
is a lot of bullshit to swallow because it really involves like the Celestials and ancient Earth, and maybe the Celestials put an egg in the Earth.
Yeah, Earth
something?
Is a big egg. My
understanding of the Eternals, which is very limited and maybe is completely wrong, is this that
it's a movie.
It's coming out soon.
They're
sort of in the background, and every once in a while they'll just give things a little push along to make sure it's all on track.
Seem like kind of the... Well, it seems like the implication is that they started society, right? Which is weird. It's weird that it's like, here is a society thriving, and then they give that society water where they had water. Like, that they had before, or that they use their magic powers to make humanity better. They give them a knife at one point.
That's the first knife.
Yeah, a special knife to humanity, which it's funny if that's the tactic that they're going with, because in genuine mythologies, there's this idea of the culture bringer. It's just like a figure that turns up a lot in different mythologies, in different cultures, where it's like somebody came and taught us how to do all of these different things, how to farm, how to build cities. And I wonder if the movie's taking the route that those guys were the Eternals, which is actually a really unpopular idea, because it's kind of ancient aliens, which people are like, that's actually kind of... rude.
All this work we did, you're just saying someone else did it.
It's effectively like saying aliens built the pyramids if they're like the agriculture was taught by Kumar Nanjiani to the people, which is a weird tactic to take. My theory, and this is the first thing, put this in your BS bingo card, is that
fire it up.
Marvel's going to release their first notably bad movie. This is going to be the first one in a while.
Huge call, because it's also the first film made by a Oscar Oscar-winning director. Yeah.
I still think this is going to be the first movie in a while. It looked great.
I thought it was an ad. I mean, I guess it is an ad, but it's not, I thought it was an ad for an airline or something when it was like, you know, which is good.
Sweeping shots. Yeah,
that's what you want in a movie.
I think it'll look good, but I think overall opinion will be Marvel has cooked it for the first time in like 10 films. That's my theory. I mean, like, not every film Marvel's released has been a banger recently, but I think by and large, people have been like, they're fine.
Yeah,
I think
they're enjoyable.
Be the first, like, Iron Man 2 level where people are like, ooh, that was not great.
Even Iron Man 2, it didn't, I would say, dip below like a 5 out of 10?
Yeah, well, I think this will be a 5. If the rest have been 6s, 7s, 8s, 9s, and 10s, this will be a 5.
What's a 10 for you?
I don't know. I don't like any of them. I'm saying, I think for me, the MCU tends to be like between an 8 and like... maybe a 4?
Yeah. What's a 4? Give me a 4.
I'm trying to think
Thor 2.
4-1?
Yeah.
Oh, 1's alright.
Nah, it's bad.
Dusha hates it.
Iron Man.
That's a bit of Dusha trivia, right?
Yeah. Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 was also
Ultron. Iron Man 3 is good. Shut up.
Wasn't Iron Man 3 the one where had a million suits?
Yeah, Iron Man 3. It's good.
No, that one's a character. Yeah, it's a character piece. It's wonderful. Anyway.
That movie actually sucks because of Age of Ultron.
Which
is the worst MCU movie.
Yeah. True. Yeah. But anyway, so I think that's my first take. That's my first theory.
You asked what's a 4. Those are all 2s for me. Maybe lower.
Yeah. See, where I would be like, I would call them like probably 4s. Yeah. I think by and large, Marvel aren't going to...
You don't get a clap from me for spending all your budget. I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you made a $150 million movie look like a $150 million movie. Well done.
Good job.
Just kidding. I'm not clapping. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Who directed this one, sorry? You said it was an award.
Chloe Zhao. Director of Nomadland.
Movie I haven't seen. No, nor I.
It's currently available on Disney Plus, which is weird, but it's there.
Is it good?
Yes, it's a moody, sad movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'm happy to be proved
Francis
wrong.
Francis McDormand, very
but I,
good.
I just get the vibe from this that there's, like you said, a lot to swallow for the Eternals. There's a lot of, it seems like, and I didn't expect this as well, there's going to be weird and meta in a way that is very annoying. From the like conversation at the end, where they're not meta in that it's a movie, meta in that it is like, if you're in the background of the MCU, you're commenting
on the Avengers.
Yeah, that's I'm like, shut up. You know what I mean?
It does seem strange to me that if they're like, we are these all powerful, immortal beings, we are
one of us needs to.
Well, we have been put here on Earth to like maintain Earth and look after it because there's that celestial baby in the core, maybe. Who knows? But here we are looking after Earth and maybe not interfering, but guiding humanity in a way that's going to be like positive so that this Earth keeps going. Do you reckon they're going to be Galactus? No.
You know what else they could tie it into, which is weird because this is huge. This is like. Crazy, maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. Because What If comes out in August.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously, What If, you're like, who cares? Like, it's all side stories, but it's the Watcher seeing different realities.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that they said it's part of Phase 4. And I was like, that's weird because it should be non-canon and therefore no phases. So maybe the Watcher is going to be in this as well. And then this ties into that, sort of.
That would be wackadoo.
Well, we're thinking we're going to do different.
No, not like different timelines. As in, like, one of the characters. So the Watcher can see different timelines.
So the Watcher is like a bunch of different. Like, the Watcher is like a race of big baby headed people, and they wear blue robes, a cape, and a white robe, and that's beautiful.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Is it the one that
Stan Lee is explaining?
Yeah. Big baby heads, and the one that watches over Earth, his name is Uatu, and he's like, these are the things that could have happened in other worlds.
Have a look.
Cool. Have a look.
What's their purpose? They just
have a geese.
But why? I think they were recording.
They're
like
a sticky beak race.
Okay. Basically just
they're
like,
just curious.
The peepers. Peepers of the world.
Oh, I get it.
They're peepers. And similar to how the Eternals like, we don't interfere. The Watcher is like, we don't interfere, but also, hey, Reed, here's an ultimate nullifier.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy if you threaten Galactus.
Because when this film was first announced, I thought that they might go, so there's a DC character called Randall Flagg, who is an immortal character. And part of Randall Flagg's backstory is that
you think with Eternity he'd have enough time to give himself a better name.
Randall Flagg.
Who's Solomon Grundy then?
He's just a guy.
Is he the same thing?
Nah, different fella.
Solomon Grundy died.
Solomon Grundy born on a Monday, dead on a Sunday. Whatever.
Only being alive for 6 days is rough.
Yeah, but he's alive for 6 days forever.
So he dies every Sunday, born every Monday?
I don't know.
It's like a Jesus kind of thing.
Jesus was dead for 3 days.
Don't worry about it. Let me explain Randall Flagg.
Actually, I guess not really, because he died on Good Friday.
All right, Randall Flagg.
So, Randall Flagg
for all of Saturday
is immortal.
Sunday.
Yeah,
but every 100 years, yeah. every 100 years, he forgets who he is. And I thought they
idiot.
Were gonna,
yeah, write it down.
Dumb. But I thought they were going to go a route where it was like, or it might be, I don't. There might be just one interpretation of him. I don't know. But I thought they might go a route where it's like the Eternals are immortal, but every so often, because they've lived so long, they forget who they are and they have to reconnect.
That is an Eternals thing. That is what happens. It seems to be like, because again, it's just like, the Eternals, from what I'm currently reading, is basically like there's just a bunch of systems. Okay. And it's like Earth is a system, and it's like full of little other mini systems, and the Eternals are looking after it, and they're like another part.
Like Earth's a computer in there.
Yeah. And these are the programs that are going through it. And it's like these are the things that happen. And so when an Eternal dies, they get resurrected.
This is fair enough.
I could feel my eyes glaze over.
Yeah. Again, how do you like delicious Krispy Kreme donuts?
yum.
Like how do you either put that on screen, or how do you kind of really just dumb that down?
Well, see,
or how do you just kind of ignore
you know what this
a lot of
trailer?
That?
And I haven't said this, but I'm sitting on it for what is now about 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what this trailer reminded me heaps of? Mm. Like from the start, from go to whoa, Cloud Atlas.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Big up.
True. Cloud Atlas.
Yeah. You're shifting through time, and then you have, I think it's Icarus and whoever the other person is, maybe Cersei. Like they're basically getting
Game of Thrones character
getting married, or
like Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
Yeah, getting married or getting embracing pretty much like throughout history.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think it is Cersei.
It is Cersei.
Yes. Well done.
Damn it. But with an S. And Icarus is spelled weird too.
I know. It's like an I-K-A-R-I-S or something.
Yeah. Icarus.
Yeah. So you're like them finding each other over and over and over again. And so there are like these like storylines in the Eternals where it's like, oh, one of them, I think it's Sprite, like she goes a little bit crazy and is like, fuck this, and starts doing a lot of bad things.
Sure, hope she doesn't say fuck this. She's 12.
They wipe her memory. And then when she's brought back, then she's like, oh, did I do? Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Whoops. Yeah. Yeah. But because the thing is, if they do, because it seems like they're like, we've never interfered before, so we got to do it now. So presumably that means the deviants are causing problems, right? Mm. If the deviants are confirmed in this movie.
But they have interfered. And they show it in the... Yeah.
For sure, but surely that means that the film is just going to be the Eternals going to stop the deviants,
which is
boring.
Yeah.
I bet it's going to be, I don't really know anything about the deviants, but they're just Eternals. They're the same thing, but evil, right?
Basically.
Just like...
It's going to be people with fighting power, people like with the same powers.
Kit Harington.
Yeah,
that fella, he's not playing an Eternal.
Oh, really?
Dane Whitman.
He's playing the Black Knight.
Yeah. Dane Whitman sounds like a
delicious candy.
Yeah. No? I was going to say a cricket player. But
yeah, he's playing the guy that inspired the character that inspired George R. R. Martin to write Jon Snow. It's
that's
a very
cool.
Really?
Weird kind of like...
That's brave casting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it perfect casting?
But I think it's weird. This film seems like... So, you know, like a bad Marvel film is like... A good guy, and then
you're so set on the fact this is gonna suck.
No, well, I'm just a bad Marvel film. Often the bad guy will be like a bad version of the good guy.
Yeah. Well, every Marvel movie, except Thanos, basically.
Yeah, but sometimes it's worse than in other. Yeah. Like other times.
Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2.
Yeah. Not Iron Man 3.
No, Iron Man 3, he's a hot explodey guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
He explodes.
Hey, you could. Although Thanos could be a weird version of Stark. Because again, Stark wants to protect the world by encasing it.
Ultron's
basically
a bad version of Stark, even though he shouldn't be, but he is.
A lot of the bad guys are bad
versions.
Basically,
bad version
of
Stark. Like Stark taken to an extreme.
Vulture is just upset because of Stark.
He's
not
bad
the same.
Spider-Man.
Abomination's bad Hulk.
But my point is that it's such a shame with such a, like a, even though it's confusing, it's a rich premise, the Eternals premise, that it seems like it's just going to divulge into exactly the same thing every Marvel movie does. If it doesn't, that would be sick.
Well,
but
my speculation is that this trailer sucks shit. Yeah. That isn't speculation. That's a base reaction.
That's a fact.
It is a bad trailer, but I think that what they've done, and especially why they've included that very jarring and annoying scene at the end of the trailer, is that this movie is going to be fucked.
Yeah.
And is made for $200 million. So Marvel is like, if we put out a generic trailer, hopefully because it's his Marvel Studios, the people will come, they'll watch, and they'll be like, whoa.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a good way. Be like, where if you just made the trailer, like, because if it ends up being like Cloud Atlas-y, that's a lot for a regular Marvel fella to swallow.
But see,
and yeah, I know, Marvel fellas have seen Cloud Atlas and movies like that too, but trust me, as someone that's out there in the industry, Hayden, you probably haven't experienced this much yet because you haven't worked there for quite long enough, but every single person that goes to the movies is dumb.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. As a movie-going audience, yeah, I'm dumb as shit.
So what you're saying is that you think it's going to be a really complicated film with a bunch of the system-y stuff, and they can't put that in the trailer because people go, oh, that looks hard. It looks like hard work.
I think we're going to get, the closer we get to release, we're going to get maybe like more of that. But I just don't think we're going to get a lot. I think when everyone goes and sees the film, it's like, oh, yeah, that was not at all in the trailers.
Yeah. You had a similar theory about WandaVision.
I was right at first.
But that's what I mean. But then in the end, you were like, oh, yeah, it's a Marvel property. And then it became just like a regular Marvel. So I
will also say that my speculation for WandaVision is I think that it's going to disappoint me. And let me tell you, big tick. With Falcon and Winter Soldier, similar thing. Yeah. The trailer was very quip heavy and like whoop 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 whoop. But the show was actually a little bit like, yeah, the world's kind of fucked.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So maybe listen to me for once in your goddamn life, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like work in my head, because again, if we're talking about these Eternals, these immortal beings, they're like, okay, we don't interfere, wink, and they keep interfering in humanity. But then at what point they'll have to stop interfering?
Yeah.
For all the Avengers bullshit to happen, for them to come back. So I think there's going to either be a thing where they start losing their mind, or they kind of start losing their memories or whatever. So it is that kind of thing where it's like, fuck, that's fucked. Or they're in stasis or whatever it might be. Or there's something has happened where they've interfered too much and things have happened. So they kind of take a vow of like non-interference.
Yeah, right. But it also seems like they've been watching, given the last scene in the movie, since at least Iron Man 1, or at least Avengers.
Maybe we... write this on the bingo card. You, the audience, are the real Eternals, and what we're seeing are the deviants because they keep interfering and we don't.
We just watch and enjoy Marvel properties thanks to Disney.com.
Thank you, Big Mouse. Big Mouse for Disney, but Mickey's in.
He's a little rat.
Yeah, he's a terrible little rat. What were you going to say?
So there is something, they are. The Eternals always been there, but whatever was causing the snap, whatever was like putting a block on them, that has gone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's now why they're like, oh, shit, we're back.
We're around.
And now we're like getting some vague memory. So whatever did the snap, maybe stop them. Maybe a deviant, maybe, let's go with that. Like a deviant that was kind of like more mind control-y, being like, oh, I'm going to suppress all them so that we can kind of fuck shit up. And then they disappear in the snap. And that's how they've been like, wait a minute, I'm a superhero. I can shoot things from my eyes.
What if the... This is a lot of us being like, what if?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of the show?
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah, but usually we don't start every sentence with what if.
Oh, okay, sure.
Well, we can now if you like. What if? Because in the trailer, we see them interfering with humanity, but only from prehistory to like a certain point. Yeah. And then they're referencing the Avengers. So what if, I did it again.
Yeah.
It's like something, well, they're like, that sentence is like, we've always existed without interfering.
But that's like from a point
this happened.
Yeah.
And then something will happen that will then result in them, like Zama just said, being removed from the timeline, and then they're back. Whether it's a snap, if they tie it into the snap, I might leave the cinema.
I don't reckon you walk. It's been a while since we've had someone claim to walk. You got to do it. Yeah. That's like, the rule of claiming
the
walk.
The snap has brought us back. I'm like, see you, boys.
Tell me how it goes. That's the rule. I'm so scared. I've claimed to walk too much. There's gonna be a lot of movies I miss this year. But
can I add something to the bingo card?
Yeah, please.
I guarantee I will fall asleep during this movie. There's going to be stuff that I won't care about, and they'll explain systems and how they've been going forever, and I'll go, night-night.
Night-night. Good night, Hayden.
Good night for me.
What was the last movie you saw you didn't sleep through? Spiral.
Spiral. But it was only like 80 minutes long. Yeah. Didn't have time.
Fair. And there was a lot of parts where you're like, oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes.
Well, yeah. I think that it's going to be, you know how like at the end of Wonder Woman, she was like, I'm done. I'm not engaging with humanity. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be that situation. So the Eternals do interfere and they're like, we're helping humanity build cars or whatever. And then something will go wrong in prehistory. Mm-hmm. That'll be like, we've interfered too much. Mm-hmm. Step back. This is the new rule for Eternals. You can't interfere. And up until the present day, where something happens where they're like, we got to go against our ancient law.
And if it's the snap, No. I'm going.
You're going to walk.
But okay. It would make sense. That's a pretty big event.
That's a big deal.
It's a big half. Everyone went away.
Gone.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be seeing half of this movie.
Yeah. I think we're going to start off with like prehistory, and it's just going to be like, oh, is these weird things? These people. I think it's how many of them? Like seven or something like that. Mm. Are popping up throughout history, and there's very similarities.
Yeah.
And I reckon they're going to be like, okay, yeah, we're going to be guiding humanity. And there'll be a point where there'll be a civil war
between the
Eternals. And the Eternals, like two or three of them will be like, this is what we should be doing. Maybe one of them will be like, maybe turn evil in a bit to be like, no, this is what we need to be doing. We need to be kind of like, you know, shepherding them, taking control of them, that kind of stuff. And that kind of starts a fight. Maybe it's going to be between either like Icarus or Cersei.
Yeah.
Gilgamesh, that's a name I know.
Yeah. Right. They're all based.
Isn't that Kingo? The wizard from the Smurfs?
That's Gargamel.
Okay.
I wish it was called Gargamel, which I guess is kind of, well, it's so stupid. It's such such comics bullshit where they're like, they're each named after a god, but Gilgamesh wasn't a god. He was just a guy with an awesome ape Smurfs.
What's the ape friend's name?
Or like Etriku or something.
I'm going to find out.
Gilgamesh's best mate was an ape man.
What's Gilgamesh from?
Well, the epic of Gilgamesh, which is like an ancient...
One of the very first like stories.
Pieces of writing and stories.
Really?
Yeah.
First cool guy to have
an ape friend. That was Gilgamesh.
Well, Icarus is not a god either. Icarus is just a guy that flew too close to the sun.
Oh my god, Gilgamesh is also known as the Forgotten One and Hero.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so yeah, it's very funny.
Remember the Avengers? He's a member of the Avengers.
There you go. Well, I don't think it will be the snap because they fixed it. So why step in? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking it's going to be.
Oh my God.
All right. So how about, we got Angelina Jolie. She's playing, is it Thena or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She is playing. Ba-ba-da-da. Really wish I had this ready to go. I was pretty close to having it ready to go.
We about it, yeah, by then.
Yeah.
Thena, yeah.
So like, that's like
should have just said yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I think, so she's going to be more of like I'm guessing they're using that kind of like a warrior goddess kind of individual. So I think in terms of like setting up, it's like probably she's going to like lead that like splinter off the Eternals and be like, well, we need to either rule human or we need to be like, hey, the deviants are coming or something like that. So we need to either go and like work together with humans. The best way we do that is by basically like authoritarian rule.
Yeah.
And using them to kind of fight our battles with us. Or she's going to be like, deviants, maybe they're sick.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're pretty good and starts like smooching them or whatever.
The
guy playing have you guys seen Train to Busan?
Yeah.
You know the tough guy, the one that wants to punch all the zombies?
I have seen him in the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, he's playing Gilgamesh, who is, I'm putting on my bingo card, will be my favorite character in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he has an ape friend, oh my God. But I might not find out, because the movie could easily start with a close-up of Thanos' fingers doing this.
Yeah.
And then I'm out.
You're like, you got to get up, and we're like, we'll see you in the lobby, dude. Yeah.
Do you think any of the Eternals got snapped, or are they...
Oh, God.
Because...
It's going to happen!
No, but why? That would be so baffling if they're like, we've never interfered, and the snap happens, and they all turn up, and then he's gone, and they're like, ah, shit, we were a bit late. So it can't be that. It's got to be, what about this? The egg in Earth is cracking. Opening shot, Earth, like a science fucking, you know, like diagram. Earth split in half, cross section, egg, snap, Eternals.
Same opening credits as Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Where Harley Quinn's explaining how a cum makes a baby.
Yeah. Or
and
it's like,
her.
Earth, Birds of Prey. To you, it is simply your home, the place that you love and live, but to us, it's an egg, and then it cuts from the planet Earth to someone cracking an egg in a frying pan in a diner. God.
Are you putting on the BS Boys bingo card that the movie's going to start with an M. Bison-esque opening line?
Yeah. To you it is Earth, to us it is an egg. And then it's going to cut to a diner, crack, Kumail Nanjiani eats the eggs.
Okay, so... I think maybe. Yeah. So something similar. So it's like, again, we.
Come on, Nanjiani, to eat eggs in the film. Are you putting that on the BS bingo card? All right, lock it in.
I reckon we're going to open up with Celestials.
Yeah.
Those big celestial beings, kind of like they're introduced into Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And so we had a little bit of them in that and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Maybe we'll see they get beheaded, which is why they live in their head.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool. So I guess we're going to be like, you know, a creation myth.
Yeah, okay.
So it's going to start off like a creation myth. Like, and it's like the gods came down from the heavens and they created Earth.
Mm.
And they'll like show us with the Celestials doing some shit. And while they might not be exactly like there's an egg in there, but it might be something like there's allusions to an egg being there. And I can easily see the image of the egg, image of the Earth, then like... kind of transitioning to someone cracking some eggs to be like, oh, we know.
Oh, we know.
Oh, we know what's going to happen.
Kumail Nanjiani eats them, which is foreshadowing that he is the big bad.
Oh, he's going to eat Earth.
Galactus!
What is in the egg in Earth?
I think it's another celestial.
Yeah, I think it's a baby
from
celestial.
Memory.
Yeah.
But
I guess
again,
we never see it born because that means Earth's dead.
A crazy
maybe,
thing.
It's been too long since I've read the celestial inside Earth gets snapped. And they have to go, they go, oh, shit.
Mike.
Oh, God.
Me. I don't know what you do in that situation. Yeah, and that's the baby is gone.
The first half of the movie is them going, oh, boy, what are we doing? We were supposed to guard it. Now it's,
Well, it could be, this seems crazy, but maybe that it's like egg snapped out of existence. And the Eternals are like, the Celestials are coming back. Because their baby's gone, and it was our job to look after the baby, and we're in trouble. But I don't think that'll happen.
And we got to prepare for war with the Celestials, because they got to kill us.
Oh, no. What? I'm going to have to fucking eat
you
my
are,
words.
You are legging this, dude.
So, for one thing that we have rarely done, but have often nailed, when there's a trailer first gets dropped, then Eternals has one, there's like a little, just one sentence or two sentence plot thing, which you don't necessarily get with the trailer, but they usually release it with it.
Yeah.
This is the Eternals one. And this might help us baselessly speculate a little bit more, because again, the trailer doesn't really give us
doesn't
much.
Tell you a lot, yeah.
After an unexpected tragedy following the events of Avengers Endgame.
Oh my god. The baby gets snapped.
The baby
called
be
it.
Gone. Baby gone. The baby be gone. Celestial baby be gone.
Baby be gone.
The Eternals, an immortal alien race created by the Celestials who have secretly lived on Earth for over 7,000 years, reunite to protect humanity from the evil counterparts of the Deviants. So... the snap happens, I leave.
Okay. So I think it's going to be... So what was causing them, the Eternals, not to participate in any of the events of the MCU?
Well,
I think they were either protecting... like, basically, they've put all the Deviants, something like that, underground. So it's they've put them in a prison underground or whatever like that, and then they are guarding it. And maybe due to the snap, some of them get snapped, the Deviants escape... bada bing, bada boom. Dusha doesn't see this movie.
I'm gone.
You're standing there in the lobby with a big Coke.
Just waiting for us to come out of the cinema.
My second sip of my Coke, because maybe the opening scene is this.
Yeah.
This starts with a snap.
I think that's... like that's gonna happen.
I'm not seeing this movie.
I think I reckon it's gonna be like some of the big hitters, like maybe like Icarus, he gets snapped off. So you gotta
something in this premise that we need to latch onto. I'm tapping my phone heaps. Of the unexpected tragedy caused by the events of Avengers Endgame,
not Infinity War.
Okay.
So maybe the tragedy was bringing the Deviants back with the snap?
Or time travel. Don't know how the hell that...
not a snap? Maybe I stay seated.
After the events of Avengers and you're just in your chair hovering, ready to go.
Okay, so there's no more stones.
That could be another thing. Maybe the tragedy was destruction or the missing of the stones.
Yeah,
because Thanos snapping up, that's still a fucking snap. second snap gets rid of the stones. It is that snap that is causing the unexpected tragedy of Celestials. They've disbanded because the stones or whatever are keeping the universe.
Yeah.
Who gives some bullshit?
Well, old mate Tilda Swanson, she's like, hey, these stones, they're in the universe and they make sure that bad shit don't happen.
Now that
Thanos been like, whoop, they're like, oh, bad shit happened.
And this
is the bear shit.
And the Celestials have obviously, like, they're living on Earth probably under the guise that they are just regular people, but they're not, and they didn't reunite. I don't know why they didn't reunite for Infinity War. That seems like a pretty big
deal.
Seems
like a big deal, but hey. But they maybe...
movies, baby.
But also, you know, maybe to explain that away, the Celestials, they could explain, they see life
on...
We had stuff going on. Busy.
I had a thing.
No, but maybe they have life on, like, they see life on a broader spectrum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, we lose half the population. Yeah, but we're thinking in terms of
the other half,
centuries and millennia.
Maybe they're on Team Thanos until he gets rid of the stones.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Actually, it's
well,
really,
the stones were made by the Celestials, so maybe as
okay. So you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken Earth. Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Part of their duty, instead of it's an egg that they're meant to protect, they're meant to protect the stones. And then the stones go, and it's the same thing. They're like, we're
well, they
in
did a really yeah. shit job.
They terribly. Yeah. They let some wizards have one.
But yeah, I maybe think it's going to be something where it's underground, or like they're in a mission and they're like, we're here. This is what we've been doing. We've been like basically hunting down the deviants. We've been doing all this kind of stuff to stop them from fucking Earth.
Yeah.
This is a like a centuries long mission where they are in these like whatever it is. And as they're going and they're trying to do like they fight their way through, snap happens. Oh. Some of them start fading away, and that's how it opens.
Like, I text you boys, what's happening?
Okay, how about this? Well, they're doing their mission, and as they're doing it, like, Cersei is there with Icarus, and as they're fighting, Icarus starts fading away, and Cersei's like, you know, does the whole, like, yeah. Icarus, my love, my boy!
Yeah.
Ah! And then it's just like, what the fuck is going on? Because those are the ones that are always, together. So, yeah, I reckon, I'm sorry, JD, but you are not seeing this. Yeah,
the snap. I wonder if we'll get a Tilda Swinton cameo. I reckon that they will have the Celestials communicating with the Ancient One.
Yeah, really? The Celestials or the Eternals? The Eternals. Yeah. Theoretically, but here's an interesting
thing. Because they're going to tie this in somehow.
Yeah. Because,
again, with them making such a fucking wild choice, especially considering the success of Marvel, because it's not like... they're not at the point of just making weird movies yet.
Yeah.
So anytime they release something like this, they need to give the regular Hayden.
Well, you know, Guardians was a weird film, and Guardians was a gamble.
Guardians seems like a gamble until you watch the movie. Then it's just Star Wars, but everyone's Han Solo.
But initially, they were just like, "This is going to be this is where it might fail."
Mm.
A lot of people were being like, "This is again, where it's going to fuck up."
Again, that was based on the equivalent of baseless speculation. Jackson saying the movie's going to suck in Guardians because people just saw the trailer and were like, whoa, I've read the Guardians comics. That's too hectic. And then they, again, just made Star Wars, but everyone's Han Solo.
Yeah. They'll dumb it down.
Yeah, but I think the thing as well is that Guardians, this is a genre. It's a space comedy, basically. Yeah. But Eternals, what genre is this movie?
Well,
it's Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, it looks like it could be like a moody sci-fi, which is not what the regular... Look,
I think
Blade Runner 2049 probably bankrupt cinema for 15 years. I don't know why they're trying to do it again.
I think that what's going to be really weird about this movie is that once you introduce the Eternals, you can't unintroduce them. And whereas...
they'll have to get depowered at the end.
Yeah. They'll have to get they'll lose their immortality, or they have to go back into hiding. Otherwise, you have
get snapped again. A third snap.
Yeah.
The systems will, like, fuck up. And so it's kind of like one. This is like when the Eternals die this time, they're not coming back for a little while.
Yeah. Or it's like, you know, if it is that you lose your memory every X amount of years, it's like, at the end of this, it's like, well, we won't remember this.
I think it's going to be like, maybe it's that thing where they when they do die, they just lose their memories.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing where they just keep repeating themselves over and over and over again.
Or they'll put the deviants back in jail and they're like, we have to stay here and guard the deviants forever. We can never leave.
Which will be...
And then we get a fucking... Galactus end tease. Credits tease.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is what I mean.
Big straw into Earth, slurping up that celestial baby.
That, you know how you, like, you blow out the yolk of an egg when you want to paint it? He does that to Earth. Earth's yolk goes flying into the cosmos.
And he does celestial baby, be gone.
No, but with this movie, it's like... So it's such a weird one to be one of the sort of beginning films of this phase, because it's not like...
Is this the first one of Phase 4?
No.
No, but it's like one of the first five, so it's just very weird.
It's the second one.
Oh, well, there you go.
What's the first one?
Black Widow.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
So it's just such a crazy jump to be like, because this will either have to establish a whole bunch of brand new Marvel lore, which is going to, you know, absolutely...
Well, yes, but it's going to do something like what Guardians of the Galaxy did, where it's almost... A little bit like here it is, and it's just it's not going to be too much because
the Guardians had the benefit of being in space. You know what I mean?
I think with Eternals, and this is something I think we mentioned when we were doing what do we think is going to happen to the MCU, and we're going to be like, oh, there's going to be space shit and there's going to be Earth shit, and it'll combine at certain points. But Eternals, we assumed would be like again like Guardians, just totally unconnected. But in the trailer, we get them directly saying Captain Rogers.
Yeah.
They don't even say Steve. They respect his title. Yeah. But they don't call him Captain America, so they don't respect his title that much.
Well, America's so briefly been around for them. It's 300 years. That's like a day.
What do you think's been around longer for them, though? America or the guy Steve Rogers?
I guess which one was more memorable.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got a guy that goes from weedy little piss to...
Fights with a sword and a gun and a shield as well.
The best combination of weapons. Yeah.
Speaking of sword, as JD mentioned, Jon Snow, Kit Harington, is not even playing Eternal. He's playing the Black Knight, which has a mystical sword. What's that? How he get it? What?
Well,
the fuck?
That's probably tied into that scene in the trailer where they hand over the fucked magic.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dagger. May I introduce you to the Black Knight? What?
Huh? Whom?
What's the Black Knight's powers? What's the sword?
He's got a magic sword. Yeah. Excalibur, I guess, probably.
What, how is it magic? In what way?
Great.
He sucks the souls of his victims. I'd recommend not getting killed by it.
I'm pretty sure it's like
the katana from Ebony Katana. Blade?
I was joking. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
This is Katana. The soul sucks the victim. I'd recommend not getting stabbed in the guts by it.
It is the Ebony Blade, and it's apparently cursed, maybe. Okay.
I think my problem
that makes
is...
me feel like it's not set in the present, because you can't put the Black Knight in 2025.
Yeah, but it also
whatever.
Is set in the present. We've seen it in the... What are you talking about?
No, but it's like...
Yeah, maybe Black Knight we're going to get a lot of flashbacks. And
Cloud
like,
Atlas.
Not about flashbacks, Cloud Atlas. We're going to get like a lot of jumping through time. Because they've been on Earth for 7 years.
Oh, and also we get that in the trailer where it's like they're having a big smooch and the background changes 4 times. Mm-hmm. Or 4 separate smooches edited together.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Too many smooches.
But here's the thing.
That would be the most amount of smooches in any MCU movie.
Probably. It'll be the horniest one.
Yeah.
Put that in your bingo card.
Really?
Name one
hornier film.
Film I haven't seen yet.
Yes.
Come on.
Well, we were saying Thor Ragnarok. So you reckon it's going to be horny than that?
Yes.
Well, Thor Ragnarok's not horny. It's just hot.
It's a bit... Anyway.
You see Hulk ass.
Yeah, that's pretty horny. No, so either this movie introduces way too much lore really quickly that just... We're always thinking about, either thinking about it throughout Spider-Man and shit when you're like, why am I thinking about Eternals when this is happening? Or it does the complete opposite where it's like Eternals, all of this lore. But then, at the end, they're like, well, we can never do this again.
Yeah.
And it's like a Poochie went back to space type thing. You
died
know?
On his home
Eternals
planet,
had to go back to the home planet and died along the way. And we just don't worry about it. Either way, it's bad.
I think we're just going to see them being filtered out for the rest of the Avengers, the rest of the MCU. It's just going to be like when there's a big event now, it's going to be the Eternals.
Or some of the Eternals with the Avengers.
Yeah.
So you're going to see something like maybe Icarus part of like, or helping out the Avengers, like in Avengers 5 or 6 or whatever it is.
No,
you go.
I was going to say, do we think that this will tie into the X-Men in any way? Because it's the same problem I have with the X-Men I have with the Eternals. It's a bunch of guys I got to pay attention to now.
Let me just say, first of all, Jackson... No, I do not think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that X-Men will tie into maybe this. You know what this might tie into? The other thing that people are like, whoa, what's going on with them? Fantastic Four. Space shit. Yeah. Negative zone. Negative Zone or Phantom Zone?
Phantom Zone.
No, negative.
Phantom Zone is Superman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where the fellas go at the end of Superman 2.
In the plane of glass, being cool. Yeah.
Except in the one of the other cuts where Superman just throws him off a cliff.
That's cool.
Superman, come on.
Superman, no.
Kill Zod, whatever.
Yeah, what's he doing this good?
I think we're probably going to get, again, if they introduce Celestial Baby,
yeah,
we're almost guarantee Galactus.
I think I don't know if this will tie into X-Men. I don't think it'll tie into Fantastic Four, but it definitely is going to have some Galactus shit happening, which I guess is Fantastic Four in a way.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring up the X-Men is that it's the same. It's like previously the MCU has been like, because I mean, this is what a superhero film is. A guy's got powers. Mm-hmm, that's cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And previously it's been like one specific circumstance.
Just 1 second, Jackson. Yeah, Hayden, as someone who's only seen the MCU movies, is that cool?
Am I accurate?
Wait, say it again.
A guy's got powers.
And that's cool. And that's cool?
Yeah, okay. I guess.
Thanks. Thank you. Expert opinion, that's why he's here.
It's good to know. But so it's been like... Yeah,
Hang on, what's cooler?
What's cooler?
Than what?
Than people with powers?
Yeah.
Guys with big guns.
Okay. Oh, Captain America's got both.
Can I introduce you to a man called Cable?
Oh.
He has powers and a big gun. I know him from Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know him from Deadpool too.
Yeah.
That's why we're the experts.
He's played by Thanos.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you saying?
So it's been that people have gotten their powers in like a specific way that's specific to their character.
Yeah.
And each one's been very individual.
Rogers got in a tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny Iron Man got prisoner of Ward.
Yeah.
Johnny Black Widow, don't know. We don't know yet. We'll probably find out.
Johnny Widow
movie.
Got ballet powers.
Yeah. Please, so I would love those bits animated because they were both quite a bit wrong, but still he got in a tank. I just imagine him in like a vehicle for tank. Prisoner. I don't think he was a prisoner of war. Anyway. But when you introduce
Johnny Thor, born like that.
Came out wrong or whatever.
Johnny Hulk shot himself with a radiation gun.
Yeah. No, you're on the money.
Johnny Banner, I guess.
But it's like, with the Celestials, each one has a power, and it's because they're Celestials, and then X-Men, each one has a power, and it's because they're X-Men. It's just similar, is I guess what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think because it's similar is why there's no chance they'll tie it in.
But that's also kind of weird, because it's like, oh, this guy's got powers. Is he an X-Man or you know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at?
I get it, but I think there's going to be quite a vast difference between a guy with metal claws versus a god.
Yeah. But it seems like also all the gods have just one power, right?
We don't know yet. We haven't seen any of the powers because the trailer, Jackson.
Is it one guy super fast?
One guy, one of them, I think it's Sprite, Flash. Maybe? They're super fast. They're all like immortal.
That's the
biggest.
But they each have an individual power.
Yeah.
I feel like the only power we saw was the water lady who made the plants wet.
Somebody else can manipulate light. Somebody was super fast.
Yeah.
What a human on Johnny will eat eggs. Yeah. Not a power, but put it on the card. I don't know. I just think that it's very similar, I guess.
So I think a lot of Eternals tend to kind of, from memory, sort of to blend in with humanity. So how do you think that's going to go about? Because I do know, is he playing Kingo?
Kumail Nanjiani is playing Kingo.
So I think he's apparently going to be a Bollywood actor.
Oh, okay.
And that's how he's going to blend into humanity.
Are you confusing the fact that he drew on a Bollywood actor for his performance?
No.
All
right.
Maybe I'm confusing that because he said that he looks like
I guess if he's
going
to play a Bollywood actor, he's got to draw on a Bollywood actor to do
it.
Well,
there was like 2 seconds where he was doing some dancing in the trailer.
He looked
so
like he was in a Bollywood film.
So again, scrolling through the Wikipedia, sorry for some, I guess, based reactions.
No. I don't know if this is based because who fucking knows who wrote this? It could have been me earlier.
So apparently, enamored with fame, Kingo becomes a popular Bollywood film star to blend in on Earth.
Okay. Right?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a big industry.
Yeah.
So how do you reckon the other ones are going to blend in? Because I reckon the Sprite, who is eternally a 12-year-old, she's going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
Just float from orphanage to orphanage, changing names.
Oh, like that movie, The Orphan.
Yeah. She'll be the orphaning people. I don't know, I kind of can very easily picture them showing like these characters just living regular lives until they are called upon.
I don't know if this is going to be anything, but the actress that plays Cersei also played one of the Kree in Captain Marvel.
Oh, well, that's interesting. One of the, like,
Minerva.
What is the relationship between the Kree and the Eternals in brain racking? Oh,
God.
So, Commander Najani, like I said, yeah, he borrowed one of the looks of a Bollywood actor, but also the wisecracking attitude of John McClane from the Die Hard film series.
Going to be, because I assume Jackson's least favorite actor. He's going to be the most quippy.
Infuriating. Again, I don't think I'll enjoy this movie.
Sprite appears to be a 12-year-old child, but is stronger and cleverer than she looks. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah, I assume that a lot of the film, I don't think we're going to dwell terribly much on their personal lives. I think we might get a couple of scenes where some of them, obviously not Cersei and Icarus, because they're in love with each other.
Yep.
But we will get a couple of scenes where it's like, oh, this Eternal has blended well within, they have a group of friends or whatever, but it's like, it's, you know, it's the classic immortal, oh, you can't be friends with someone because they'll die quick.
I think a theme in some of the Eternal stuff is that, like, we don't, you know, associate with humanity. Associate with that in terms of, like, getting really up close to their business. And there's, like, I forget which one, but one of the Eternals is like, well, why not? Why don't we, like, you know, love these people? Why don't we, you know, form relationship with those kind of things? So I reckon
Want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
Based on the character reactions, the character descriptions I just read,
yeah,
the Eternals movie is going to be the opposite, where the Eternals have started to meddle with humans, and one of the Eternals is like, guys, what the fuck are you doing?
Huh.
Which is Druid. He's an aloof Eternal.
Oh.
He's become withdrawn from the other Eternals because he disagrees with the interactions with humankind.
So maybe we'll
He's played by the guy from Dunkirk that dies because he falls down the stairs.
I've never seen him.
He's a child in it. He's the one that looks...
Bowl haircut.
Yeah, haircut. There's a close-up of his face bang in the middle of the Eternals movie. The actor's name is Barry something.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll be the kind of thing where they do have these like close relationships with human beings, and then that's maybe part of the discordant. What about this? I think this is a crazy speculate. Oh no, you said the deviants had been confirmed, hadn't you? Didn't you? Damn, I was going to be like, no deviants, not yet. Save that for Eternals 2. But maybe not.
Well, maybe.
Maybe the deviants will just be mentioned by name, but won't be
maybe
the
threat. Maybe they'll come at the very end, and that's the teaser.
Because it doesn't. It seems like there's so. And I think this is why I think it would be upsetting for the deviants to be part of it. Is that there's so much stuff in this movie already to explore that you can make a million movies out of.
Yeah.
Without really needing to include the deviants, but I guess if they're confirmed. Yeah.
Maybe at the end they'll be like, you haven't even met the biggest deviant of all, Galactus.
It's a crazy gesture, too.
I think there's going to be, there's definitely going to be a split between the Eternals to be like, well, we should either be helping directly with mankind, we should either be helping indirectly, or we should just not be interfering at all. You're going to, maybe there's like a kind of like a three-way type of like argument there. You're then going to get like some of them who are going to be like, no, we're here, let's enjoy them. Well, maybe either Cersei or Athena, I think, is going to take Kit Harington on as a lover.
Oh.
And that's how...
Smooch boy.
Yeah. And then through that, it's going to be like, that's how he gets the Ebony Blade.
What if the Eternals are split throughout time?
Okay.
So like...
But they're all together at the end.
Yeah, but like that's where the movie starts. Like, as in, we get an introduction to them, and then they split between time, and then they reunite.
Right.
Do you mean like time travel?
Time travel, or they go to sleep for a bit?
I'm going to say time travel, and each of them are existing in, I guess, but the MCU, that doesn't work, because the MCU has established that that's not how time travel works.
Mm-hmm. I think, interestingly, thinking about this is the second film after Black Widow, and I know Black Widow wasn't necessarily meant to come out when it will, but whatever, is that you have the theme of, like, found family or family throughout both of them.
Okay, so to help you with this, Widow was always going to be the first film.
Okay, well,
this was always going to be the second.
Fabulous. Well, then, definitely for Phase 4, it seems like there's going to be a theme of a family and what a family means, and I think that will be the emotional core of this movie, will be that the Eternals... For 7,000 years, despite their differences, their families, they love each other. Yeah. And there will be
they
nice
will have cobbles and that kind of things, but it's like their family. So even though it's like, they might be at each other's throats and might be seen as a big war, but at the end of the day, well, they're still family.
La Familia. Ohana means family. Family means nobody less.
La Familia on the bingo card.
Yeah.
Jackson loves his mom and dad, separate thing.
Yeah. You can cross that right now. It's happening. I love him.
Oh, what a loser.
This is going to be the first Marvel ensemble film. unless we think that one character is going to be the main or the protagonist. Because even though Guardians of the Galaxy, even though there have been films that have had a lot of characters, they have also definitely had a main character.
This is going to be, I think it's Cersei and Icarus are going to be your main characters.
Okay.
And then from that, I think you're probably going to get your Sai. The next character, I think, would be the one with more screen time. I reckon is going to be Kit Harington.
Yeah.
Because that person is not an Eternal, they can kind of be the audience proxy to be like, what is all this?
You're a bloody bullshit. God. I'm
what do you
one
mean
God.
A curse blade? What do you mean just I can't die?
Give me a regular blade.
Give me a sharp sword and a Bible with my God, Jesus H. Christ in it.
So I think so with, say, the Black Knight, so he's going to be appearing probably around about like the Crusade era.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it's going to something like tie into there, and then you're going to be just like the Eternals or one of the Eternals interfering. A bit more directly there, and then he's going to be like, a big sword.
It could even be the kind of thing where the other Eternals are like maybe the Black Knight's no good or whatever, and they're like, this is what happens when we interfere. You interfered in the...
Now the Black Knight sucks shit.
Look at him. You look at a crappy guy. Look at his cursed sword.
Look, point at him and boo. Boo. Fuck you, Black Knight. Boo.
Yeah. I think that's feasible.
And he's got a sword being like, oh, more guys. Come on, be nice.
Yeah. One last thing for the BS Boys bingo card, and I think that this is an interesting thing. Do you think that the body count will be zero?
Oh.
Low, one or two people? Or do you think that the majority of the Eternals will die, therefore not... the majority, but let's say 50%, just so that they can bring that cast number down and also make sense so that it's not just interfering with every Marvel movie, because Loki comes back, the Eternals can be like, yeah, I can blip him out of existence.
I think that at the end, if thinking about it throughout all of this, I think at the end the Eternals will either be like, and now we go back into stasis, or now we're regular dudes again, or we're all dying.
What a big day. Time to go back to bed.
I think we're absolutely going to get that moment.
You think they become mortal and they'll be like, oh, we love humans. Let's be humans.
Yeah. I think that'll be the...
I'm going to fuck the Black Knight. Yeah, the only way for me to legally do it before I get arrested by space cops is to become a human.
No, but I don't.
Uatu's there nodding.
That is how it works.
Eternals can't fuck a human, but a human can fuck a human.
Yeah.
If you're horny for Black Knight, make a choice.
No, I definitely think at the
and
end.
And then all the Eternals want to fuck a Black Knight, so they all become more.
They run a train on him.
Wow, hectic.
No, I definitely think that in the end, it will be like, what a day. And they will get no more Eternals in the movie, in the MCU.
You're going to be maybe one and done Eternals. You don't think they're coming back at all?
Maybe like one or two guys. But that's it. The rest will either be dead, underground in stasis, or mortal again, and we don't need to worry about them as the audience.
Mm.
That will be my theory. The Black Knight will be the character that we see in other Marvel movies.
So on the BS Boys bingo card, right in the middle, this movie doesn't matter.
Yeah. Absolutely.
See, I disagree. I think the Eternals are going to just be there. They're just going to be another... They may take like another kind of like vow or whatever it is in the civil war that kind of happens with the Eternals, that they splinter apart. They're now going to come together, and this is them sort of basically being the Avengers kind of thing, where they're now as a team, a unit, and they have a clear goal where they're kind of across the board being like, okay, well, we're not going to interfere with the day-to-day thing, but we really need to deal with like space shit and big events. Like Thanos, we should have been there. I know we said we were not going to do that. Let the humans do what they want to do. But for us, we should have done.
So, do you
think
they'll then appear in the upcoming space films like Guardians and Captain Marvel and stuff?
I think probably. I think it's going to be something where it's going to have to need like where there's a big problem. Whereas like they're like, okay, this is where we need to step in. Whatever the rules need to be, they're going to happen.
The Marvel seems like a fair fit for them, but also they've got a lady in that team that has walked through a barrier three times, and she was a person before that and now has powers. So to then put her as a 7,000-year-old god is hectic.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. But
one of them will also just be a teenage girl.
I feel like they won't appear together again, I reckon. I reckon they'll just... they'll be speckled throughout the rest of Phase 4, just whatever actor happens to be free, they'll write them in. Oh, we need an Eternal for this one.
Well,
oh, come on, you're free.
Like, it's got to be expensive to have like 14 big-name actors in your movie.
It's a $200 million film.
Yeah, so you can't put them in.
Angelina's not coming back.
if you're doing Guardians of the Galaxy, you're already paying so much for the people that you are getting.
Angelina could come back.
No chance. She's busy.
Doing what?
With Those Who Wish Me Dead too, maybe.
Those Who Wish Me Dead are very medium budget.
Salt
film.
Part Two, dude.
Salt Part Two.
It was going to be a salt. Wasn't there supposed to be a Salt Part Two?
Pepper.
Yeah.
I'm funny.
Fuck you. That wasn't funny.
That was funny. I loved it. That was great stuff.
That was good.
Yeah, that was chocolate.
Good delivery. Thank you.
Good delivery.
Thank you.
Go to hell.
Hey, please.
Sorry, this late in the game. I'm so sorry to introduce this, but a big, I guess, enemy of the Eternals often is and seems to be Thanos.
Okay.
He's dead, though.
So.
Is he?
Are they having to go? Is there any going to be sort of any explanation of maybe Thanos knows these cunts? Or is it going to be like Thanos is back? Or is there going to be any kind of relation there to.
Here is a fucked theory if you want to go down that. I reckon that they're going to spin it that Thanos is an Eternal.
I think he's a deviant. I think he actually is in the comic books.
As a Titan.
Well, I think, are you sure in some he's not a deviant or an Eternal? Look it up.
And that will be the unexpected tragedy. Will not be this snap. It'll be the fact that Thanos got beheaded.
Yeah.
Maybe Thanos fights the Eternals when he has the full gauntlet or nearly has the full
gauntlet. Oh, yeah.
There's like a flashback or whatever it is. They fight. Thanos wins. They are frozen or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he makes them frozen because he can do whatever he wants. Yeah.
So he is both. He is a Titan Eternal.
Yeah.
He's a Titanian Eternal.
So he dies. They're like, oh no, Eternals can be killed or some shit. We gotta kill humanity.
Okay, how's this then?
They're scared of Thor because Thor keeps beheading Eternals.
So with Eternals, they keep coming back.
Yes.
So they have like the machine or the whatever it is, the stasis, whatever, where they go and then they come back and that kind of stuff.
Wait, so when they die, they come back to life, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they kind of get
Eternal.
Yeah.
Well, so that makes sense. Yeah.
They kind of get
Yeah, see?
They get reborn in this like big chambery thing. Mm-hmm. So what if it opens up but it's like baby Thanos.
Baby Thanos. Ghost Rider or whatever.
Yeah.
Cosmic Ghost Rider, who is also
I'm
somehow
so glad
Deadpool
that
now.
I won't see this part of the movie because I'll be gone. Yeah. I'll be in the street bumming a cigarette or something.
So what,
being like, I got bored, so I took up smoking.
Thanos is back and then he's kind of got like maybe he's a good version of Thanos.
Yeah.
And now the Avengers are gonna be like, whoa.
Oh no.
I tried to.
And what if and then what
a,
if we
a
have
portmanteau of in, good and Thanos and nothing happened? Goodos,
Thud.
So then, Goodanos.
Yeah,
Thud.
Thud is good. So because that could like because then you could have like a good Thanos, a Thud, and then like up against a Gamora who is still in that time era. A lot of fucky.
This is a lot of the, if that happens, that's the MCU fucking its own penis, and I have no pardon. You can't fuck your own dick like this, Marvel. You're not allowed.
It can't be based on what we've seen, though. It's not going to go that inside its own asshole with its own penis.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no way Thanos is coming back, right?
There'll be references. There could be Thanos in this movie, but I don't think he'll be like.
I don't think it's going to be baby Thanos.
No, although baby Thanos has recently been in the comics and was very successful.
Yeah. Ghost Rider has him in a little
pop. Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Did they do that after Baby Yoda? And they were like, we could sell heaps
of toys.
Gonna
make everything babies.
Yeah.
Babies are hot right now.
That is fun that baby stuff is coming back. Because they used to be like baby Looney Tunes
Muppets
all the time.
Babies and stuff.
Yeah, but now it's back. Yeah.
Ex-babies. Baseless speculation babies.
Oh, yes.
That would be good to see.
I'd watch it. Can I be the dad that takes care of you
we
all?
We just see your legs.
And I'm like, oh, what? These boys.
They can't speculate about upcoming properties.
They would never give you a bingo card that you leave the cinema in a virgin pristine state.
Yeah.
So, just have another quick glance
this
at my...
This is way too late in the game
I'm
for you to be
so
dropping stuff
sorry.
Like this.
So Thanos is described as an eternal deviant hybrid.
Oh.
They find Thanos. They're
he
like,
was
we
the
can
thing
make babies.
That was the truce, and now he's dead.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. Yes. It was like to bring our two houses together. We need to make a monster baby.
Yeah.
And they made Thanos, and then Thor killed him. And they're like, "There's no rules now, bitch. It's fighting time."
So he was like almost
direct
like the boss
quote.
Of the Eternals and the Deviants.
No,
you
he
think?
Was more like when two noble houses back in prehistory times.
Yeah.
It's a truce by having a baby.
Well, again, yeah, this is using comic book, I guess, knowledge and everything like that. But all we have in, say, the MCU is that he was born, like Thanos was born on Titan, and Titan is ruined. It's like Titan is like somewhere else in like the cosmos. So it might not be that. But again, if it could be that, if there's like celestial bullshit.
Also, we are into vagina. Full we're making Thanos.
I'm like, well, that explains why they went with like a relatively art house director.
And I'm like, what's the opposite of walking? Because I'm going to do that right now.
Staying?
Lock your handcuff yourself to this cinema seat.
I want to watch every session of this all day.
Marvel's finally done full penetration.
Full pano. That's so bad.
MA15 plus full pano. They finally done full pano, and I am never leaving this cinema.
I'm the happiest man that's ever fucking lived, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking hell, you seeing this shit? This is
full
perfect.
Pano. I stand up, ladies and gentlemen.
You stand up, but kind of like sideways because you're still engulfed in the chair. Yeah.
Marvel's finally done it.
Round of applause. Sort of clapping but can't. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it'll be good. You've laughed by this point.
Well, no, because if the unprecedented tragedy of Endgame is the beheading of Thanos, that ain't the snap.
That's
baby.
You can stay.
I'll be scared. I'll be like doing a lot of hovering. Because the moment Thanos is in, I'm like, oh, this is
am I about to run? Yeah,
don't do a walkout, do a sprint out.
Like Thanos does is in the like Eternals a lot, it's part of the kind of like the mythos and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's going to be, I guess, like a little Thanos heavy. Maybe he was like, maybe they kind of bring it back to like he was like a lost Eternal or something like that.
I think Thanos Truce Baby is on the money. I'm there for it.
Thanos Truce Baby BS bingo card.
Yeah.
A single tier in that box as well. But not as much as if it's a snap.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
A snap. I mightn't leap, like walk out. I might shoot through the ceiling.
Like you've ejected a seat in a James Bond car.
Fuck this. There is no way he's well after that.
He will land eventually. Oh, his head's in the room.
Oh my God, he's fucking dead.
He's hung himself in the most unconventional
of
ways.
Turn off the projector, call the police. We're suing Marvel and someone called Dusha's family.
Lodged in the ceiling, so my chin's through, but my neck, my limp body's just hanging through the roof.
Oh my God, how are we going to get him down?
Someone give me a broom. Guys, I can't reach. Give me two brooms.
We can't get him down. I don't know. He's got to stay up there.
Yeah.
I don't think this movie will be good.
All right, okay, I guess. Final prediction on the bingo. Who do you think is going to be the villain?
Deviants. I think it'll be deviants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be just people with the exact same powers as the Eternals.
Is it going to be like CGI deviant monster looking things? What do you think?
I think it'll be monster humans. I think it'll be like grotesque humans. Yeah, I think it'll be grotesque looking people that are like, we are like you, but we have to hide in sewers and shit.
Can they transform? Maybe they're human looking and sometimes they become demons.
So, yeah. No, I think that was always looking gross.
Yeah. So I think it'll be like a lumpy dude. Like, it won't be like a monster man. You know, it won't be super, super intense. It'll be prosthetics.
What if they go through the Dumamu route and it's just like a big thing? Rather
How do you
than
have
a
baby with that?
A lot of effort.
That's fair.
Well, that'll be explained in the full panel opening scene.
To be honest, my dream would be that the deviants barely feature in this and that the bad guy is like a rogue Eternal. Mm-hmm. But I think the bad guy, like Hayden said, will probably just be deviants and it'll be like every other Marvel.
I think deviants are going to be just like a side thing. They're just going to be there. Maybe see a couple of them with the hunting
maybe
down.
Maybe mocking the Eternals?
I think they're not going to play as big a part as you are thinking, Jack. I think it is going to be what you're hoping it is, where they're just not really
that
there.
Would be good.
And I think you're going to have Angelina Jolie.
Be the bad guy?
She's going to be the villain.
Yeah.
I think so too. Athena.
She does play a good villain.
She is a good villain.
Maybe there's no deviance. Maybe there's no intergalactic space stuff. It's just like Rhino or something. Is the bad guy? Just some real.
They locked me in a Rhino suit. I'm like, we got to kill that guy.
And that's the whole movie.
That's
low,
crazy.
Low stakes to no stakes.
It's crazy they locked Rhino in that Rhino suit and that's why he's Rhino.
That is his origin. Yeah, he's trapped in that fucking thing. He's Get him out. Yeah, he hates his life. Yeah.
You know, I reckon, Angelina Jolie, villain of the piece.
Ooh.
What about you, JD?
I think that the Deviants will appear mostly to the side mocking the Eternals for how far they've fallen or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Deviants will probably end up, we won't get a confirmation, but everyone, they'll give us enough information for us to be like, oh, that's Galactus.
That's fair. That's fair. What about you, Hayden? Johnny, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Johnny barely opened a fucking book.
Yeah.
What do I think will...
What? Yeah, what do you think? What do you think the bad guy's going to be?
Knowing that you don't know who Deviants are.
Yeah. It'll be them. It'll just be Deviants. Like, yeah. It'll be the most boring option.
Yes,
it'll
be Deviants. I think this movie is going to be equally boring and too complicated.
Yeah. It'll be, a lot of lore that I won't understand. Yeah. I'll have a nap. I'll wake up. The Eternals will have beaten the Deviants, and I'll say, who cares?
I don't even think the powers are going to be that interesting to watch.
This is exciting, because I'll have to text you guys to find out how the movie was when the snap is in the opening 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to like it.
I think would like it if I saw it.
Too bad.
Sorry, JD.
No, but I think this also featuring the snap would probably wreck the whole movie for me, so maybe I would hate it.
Yeah. Maybe this is for the best.
I'm not watching this movie, maybe.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've been Hayden.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we, well, we've been the BS Boys.
And Hayden.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.